Welcome to the Love and Lattes podcast, a coffee lover's guide to good vibes, books, rom-coms, and everything in between. Now grab some coffee and let's get chatting.
Hello, everyone. This is Nikki DeLoach from Curious Caterer Boiled Plants, and you are listening to Love and Lattes.
It's so nice to chat with you. I think we talked back when The Gift of Peace came out. So it's been a little over a year now. So it's nice to talk with you again.
It's so nice to talk to you again, too. Thank you so much for all the support and the love. It means a lot and it makes a huge difference.
Oh, that's so nice. Yes, you're so nice and so fun. And everyone is obviously a huge fan of you. You have the best movies. I obviously am so excited to talk to you. Fun fact, this was my very first mystery movie that I've ever seen, ever. So I think what a great way to get started with something so unique.
It is very unique. It's a really different Curious Caterer as well. You know, we really wanted to do something very different with this one. And we were kind of brainstorming, you know, do we have some kind of school function? Do we have a gala? Do we have a masquerade ball, a Halloween party? And we landed on a medieval gala that Goldie is not only catering, but helping to put on, her and Marla. And all of the characters enter into this world. They get locked inside of this building. And we wanted it to feel very much like Clue. That was the idea surrounding it. And I really think that we did it. You know, we built this beautiful world. I think the audience is finally going to get the romance that they've been hoping for. And not just with Tom and Goldie, but with all the characters. You know, it was kind of really a perfect setting to really lean into the romance of it all.
It is such a romantic like time period, the medieval time period. But oh my goodness, yeah. Like when I was watching this, I got to watch a screener of it. Hallmark was so gracious to allow me to do that. And oh my gosh, like it is Clue. It is like the whole movie. You're wondering what's going to happen, who done it. It's fantastic.
Oh, thank you so much for saying that. We worked so hard on this one. It was hard to pull off. It was the biggest cast we've ever had. It's the biggest cast I've ever worked with on a Hallmark movie in general. When you think about all the incredible supporting actors that came in to play Alistair and the Baron and the butler, and what an embarrassment of riches with our actors. These actors really just brought it, and they were fantastic, and it elevated everything and everyone's performances. So it was a big cast. You know, it was 14 days of shooting, not 15 days of shooting. And when you're on a tight schedule, it's hard to do a movie in 15 days as it is, but to do it in 14 days. So we really, you know, going into prep, we really needed to have it like know exactly what we were doing. And every single day and every minute of every single day had to be accounted for. And I have to give it up to our director, Paul Ziller, who he's done the last three Curious Caterers. He's directed the last three, number two, number three, number four. I hope he gets to direct all of them. He is such an incredible, steady leader. He is so kind to everyone. You know, chaos can be happening all around him and he's just steady and calm. He's such a team player. Andrew and I always come to the table with, we love collaboration, best idea wins. And it doesn't matter who gets the funny line. You know, sometimes in the script, I'll be given a really humorous line and I'll think, well, actually that's more of a Marla line in this moment. So, hey, Marla, hey, JC, can you take this funny little bit? And I, you know, maybe we trade places here. We just don't have any ego on our set. And I just believe it starts at the top with Michael and Alex, who produced this series, and then Paul, who directs it. And also with me and Andrew, who really, we just want everyone to have a great time and we want to make a great movie. And so when you really are focused on trying to set that kind of tone, everybody gets to play and everybody gets to, be the kind of actor they want to be in the moment and bring their ideas to the table. And it makes for a better movie every single time. So this was my favorite by far to shoot, hands down.
That's so fun. Yeah, you get like different perspectives and someone makes a
Yeah.
point, then everyone's like, "Oh, we'll try that," and then you never know.
It's exactly how it is. Like Lachlan, because Lachlan Monroe, who plays my ex-husband in the show, I mean, he has so many movies and TV shows under his belt. He is a living legend, not just in Canada, but in the United States. And, he will come and whisper in the ears and say, "Hey, why don't you try this?" He'll come to me and say, "Hey, what if we did something like this?" Or, "What if we did that?" It's that kind of set where everybody gets a voice. Everyone. Doesn't matter what number you are on the call sheet. If you have a great idea, throw it in there, throw it up. Let's see if it works. And we all just get to have so much more fun along the way. And I think people feel that when they watch it. They think, "Oh, these are people who really like each other. They like being around each other. They like, having fun on set together. They're friends." And I think it's felt, by the audience when you create an environment in which everybody can thrive.
Definitely. And then it's fun. You get to kind of come back every once a year, I guess it is, to make a new one of these movies, since it's a series, which is so fun. So it's like
So fun.
reuniting allows you to like develop the characters more. And then
Yeah.
kind of like you said, you know the character so well. You're like, this is a line for this person, maybe. So yeah, what a fun thing. Because
It's
like
so
you do
fun.
so many other movies that are just I think I saw a little clip on someone else's interview that like they're standalones, like you said, but series are so fun. Like I personally like television series better than movies, just because you get to follow the characters longer. But this, thankfully, Hallmark allows fans and actors that opportunity through these mystery movie series.
I agree. I agree. It's so fun to return. I've had, the privilege of being able to work on a bunch of series, and I can't tell you what a joy it is to come to set every day when you're like, especially I think about Lacey, Hamilton, and Awkward. I look back at those 6 years and with such gratitude, I got to play that incredible, crazy, larger than life character every single day for 6 years. And it was such a gift. And I love, in the Hallmark universe, one of the things about having so many movies is that you get to work with a bunch of different people. But up until really Curious Caterer, I didn't get that experience of continuing a character, of continuing with a cast of people. So it truly is just such a gift to be able to do Curious Caterer.
It's so fun. I can't wait to watch the others now. I like royal like shows, so when I saw the trailer and like images for this, I was like, whoa, this kind of has the royal feel to it.
It does, yes.
You filmed, I guess, was it a real castle that you got to film in?
We got to film in a real castle. It was incredible. We all went to Victoria, which is on Vancouver Island, and it was so fun. First of all, the castle that we filmed in was also the castle that they shot X-Men. It's the school that all the characters in X-Men learn that was really cool in and of itself. And then it felt a little like all of us had gone off to camp together for, 3 weeks, because we usually shoot in Vancouver proper. And all of our, most of our cast members, except for me and Andrew, they live in Vancouver. So they go home to their loved ones, to their husbands, to their kids. And everybody kind of splits on Friday night when we film, or early Saturday morning when we finish shooting, and they go to their loved ones on the weekends. And because we were all there on the island together, not taking care of kids, or we would be like, "Well, hey, what is everybody doing Saturday night? We should go karaoke." And we did karaoke together, all of us. And then we realized it was Super Bowl weekend, and so we rented out a room at a hotel, a suite, so that all of our cast and crew were invited, and everybody came, and we ordered pizza and brought so much food and drinks, and everybody hung out all day long and watched the game together. And we just were able to bond in a way. We were already close, but now we're a family. And so just being able to be in location, and I had never, as many times as I've been up to Vancouver, which is, 3 or 4 times a year sometimes, I have never been to the island. And it is, Vancouver Island is breathtakingly stunning. Everything is slower there, the pace is slow. My hotel was only 10 minutes from set, whereas in Vancouver proper, I'm usually in a car getting to set minimum an hour in the morning and an hour at the end of the day. So I could be on the road just in a van getting to and from set anywhere from like 2 hours to 4 hours every single day, depending on traffic. And this was so easy. It was just like get out of bed, get into the van, you're on set in 10 minutes. It was just a delight, start to finish.
You're like, can we always film on Vancouver Island going forward?
Honestly, I was just like, can we just keep doing it on Vancouver Island? And also, our crew was so incredible there. We had the best props department, the best costumes, the best set deck. Camera operators were great. Like, we just had, the loveliest time with everyone.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny, kind of similar to what you're saying about everyone being on the island together, not leaving. Kind of in the movie, everyone's kind of in this castle and they can't
Stuck.
really leave, so
Yeah.
it's similar.
Yeah. It's
That's
very
funny.
similar. It's true. It is. Once, and also base camp was so far away. And because we were really having to, we couldn't waste a single second. So we had asked all the actors, like, once you come up to set, our only ask is that everybody just stays up here instead of going back to base camp. So sometimes, during the day, whenever you film, if you're not in a scene or you're not in a few scenes, you could just walk back to base camp and sit in your trailer and hang out there until it was your time or your turn. And, because everybody is such a team player, every single one of the actors was like, absolutely, whatever you need. So even in between takes, everybody was still hanging out in the same green room. So I'll post a lot of these behind the scenes as we get closer, but there were so many of our guest cast that were musicians and singers. So the guitar would come out and people would jam and people would sing together. And it really felt like, Camp Curious Cater is so fun.
Hey, that's a cool name for the next movie. You could like some like
Right?
pride thing, like you said. I love the alliteration.
And I do too. I'm big on alliteration. I'm being a writer. So
Yeah.
yeah, Camp Curious Cater.
It's perfect. We'll see what happens with that. Yeah, and you were in it because the story takes place in a relatively short amount of time. You were in the same like dress. Everyone was in the same outfit the whole
Thank
time.
God.
Was that
Thank
easy for you?
God. So easy. It is one of the reasons that we were able to do this movie in 14 days. We had two locations. We actually shot in a castle, yes, but we also shot part of it at the governor's house, which was cool within itself. She was so kind and lovely. She would, come in and out of the castle walking her dog, and was so generous to allow us to use her home to be able to, while she was living in it, to allow us to shoot there. So we shot in the castle for 2 weeks, and then we moved to the governor's house for the last week of filming. Man, it was just really fun. I didn't know if I should bow to her. I don't like I was in the dress, and I felt like every time I should just bow and curtsy with my dress on. I will say the only thing about that outfit is it was so heavy that I would, within like 15, 20 minutes of wearing it, my hands would go numb, my arms would go numb, my shoulders and back would start to go numb, and just it was so painful to wear it. So while there was the amazingness of not having to change clothes and just being able to wear that outfit the entire time, I don't know how those women wore those dresses. I mean, they must have been so strong. I mean, my neck and shoulders, I felt like I'd just been lifting weights all day long for 3 weeks.
Oh my gosh, it's like you're wearing a heavy carpet around, with the thickness of the fabric and everything. It's
Oh,
crazy.
yes. It's like you're carrying 40 pounds of weights on your shoulders. Yeah. put, I had a slip, a velvet kind of slip underneath, but then you would put the whole dress on. It was a one piece, and then it corseted together. So there, and I'm an eater. I really love to eat, but I would have to sparse out how I eat all throughout the day because I would be like, okay, well, I'm going to eat a chicken breast, and then in an hour, I'll eat my vegetables, and an hour after that, I'll eat my potato. Because you couldn't even eat that much. There was no room. It was so tight. So I was like, no wonder those women were so thin back then. Like, there was no room for them to eat anything.
Oh my gosh, yeah, it's crazy. Very different times, but very interesting, and very fun to
Totally.
watch. Speaking of like food, I'm curious, do they serve Little West juices on set at craft services?
Not this movie, but usually Andrew, with his collaboration also with MV Apples, in the last couple of Curious Caterers, we would get these boxes, beautiful boxes of MV Apples, and he would often bring like, coolers of Little West, and we would also get juices, but not this time around.
And next time even he can make like a special Curious Caterer flavor and market that, and you could like both come up with like a special concoction.
Look at you.
Got
That's a really good idea.
to get your idea book out and jot these things down.
Yes.
Well, I'll say one more thing about the movie and I'll kind of start wrapping up so I don't take up too much of your time, because I'm sure you want to enjoy your weekend, but I'm not sure like how creatively involved you are in all of these, and maybe this one in particular, but what were your thoughts like when you were reading the script, and then you reached the end of the script, and we're not going to give anything away, but I'm just curious, were you pretty surprised? And I mean, just the way they did it
No.
was just incredible.
Thank you. No, I had told them going into this movie, I told them going into number three, I said, our audience is going to have a problem with this ending at the end of three, and you haven't seen three yet. And I said, they are going to feel like they got gypped a little bit on the romance. And they were like, no, they're gonna love it. We gotta move this, we gotta move the needle forward a little bit at a time. I said, I know, I hear you, I hear you. I'm just telling you, the audience, you're gonna hear from the audience. And then three aired, and it was like, I think it's X now, not Twitter, and Facebook and Instagram was like, I wanna see more of the romance with Goldie and Tom. Where, so I said to them going into four, I was like, listen, we're gonna have to move this romance forward, and we need and give the audience what they are tuning in for. And I totally believe that we did it. It was really, the ending is perfect. It is exactly what I wanted it to be, what Andrew wanted it to be. And it's really because, you ask the audience to go with you on a journey, and you also have to listen to them when they want more of something, right? And our network is actually really good at that. They're really good at listening. They're really good at appreciating and respecting our audience. So I think the audience is going to be happy.
Can't unmute myself. The button wouldn't click. Yes, I agree. Of course, I haven't seen the other three yet, but I will. But I think everyone's going to really love, even if this was a standalone movie. I mean, my goodness, it's just perfect the way it ends and
Thank
everything. The
you.
way it starts is really fun. So yeah, it's great.
Thank you. Oh, I appreciate it so much. Yeah, we've worked. This is the hardest one. I mean, besides, maybe Taking the Reins, which was a hard movie because I was also producing on that one and rewriting on that one. And, I was doing that movie also while my dad was really sick and at the end stages of his life. That was a really hard movie to make, an incredible movie to make, one of my favorite movies I've ever made for the network. This was up there with Taking the Reins. It was a really heavy lift, but everybody came together and everybody showed up with everything that they had. And I think we made a really fun movie, and I hope everybody loves it.
Yes, everyone tune in. It's a week from today, the 26th of April. So it's not, is it a week from, it is a week from today. Yes. Am I right?
Yeah, you're
Yeah.
right.
Okay.
You're right.
I'm all messed up on my calendar.
I never know what time or day it is ever. So you're one step ahead of me.
Do you have any upcoming projects or anything you can share details on?
Well, maybe not details, but I just got a bunch of green lights for movies that my writing partner and I are getting to create right now. We're turning in some treatments for the ideas for them, so we're really excited about that. So that will be to come, and then we are writing a Christmas movie right now that will be for next year. So we're literally like in the midst of writing that. We wrote for about 4 hours this morning trying to get that done. And it's been so fun to write. It's a really, really fun movie. And I think that our audience is gonna love it. Yeah.
How fun. Wow. You're so talented. It's amazing that you're doing like everything.
Oh,
Do you think,
thanks.
have you ever directed or do you think you will direct for Hallmark?
I have directing has been something that's been on my radar for a long time when I was on Awkward. Should it have gotten a sixth season? It was in my contract for me to direct an episode of Awkward in its sixth season. We didn't get a sixth season, but I did, I shadowed a ton of directors. I directed my own short in preparation for it. And I'm, ready to step into that role. I have been, lucky enough to be able to shadow Paul Ziller, who's been directing Curious Cater. He's so generous with his time. So I'm constantly next to him at the monitor and asking questions and learning from him. And I'm happy that I started writing before I'm stepping into that director's chair. Because it gives me an even bigger and wider knowledge of story and how everything is woven together. I write like a director. I write as I see things. And so, I would love to direct something that I've written. I think that would be, a nice transition because when you're writing it, you're seeing it in your head, you see it come to life. And I always think that when directors direct what they write, it ends up being an even a much better product because, they are taking everything from the page and bringing it to life, and they understand all the nuance of everything. So I'm glad I took that time, which was the last basically 5, 6 years, to focus on becoming a writer. And now that next thing is for me to step into the shoes of a director, which P.S. It's kind of like parenting. I don't know if you're ever really re ready for it. And if you think that you are ready for it, you have an awakening coming to you. It's a big, big, big job. You are, especially in movies, it is a director's medium. And you're the leader of the set. You're setting the tone. You're setting the vision for the movie. You're never off. You never have downtime, meaning, the actors, a lot of the times in between set takes, when you're setting up shots, we can step away and go sit in our chair or make a call or do whatever. Like, as a director, you don't really get to do that, especially when shooting these movies. Everything is moving so fast that you are staying 10 steps ahead of everyone. And while you're setting up one shot, you're pulling the actors over to rehearse the next scene to get an idea of how you're going to block it, how you're going to shoot it. So it is a huge, huge, huge job that I have a tremendous amount of respect and humility for. But I'm excited. I'm excited. That's Glennon Doyle's word for being scared and excited. I'm excited to step into those shoes and give it a whirl.
I'm sure you will do an amazing job. All of these
Oh,
years of
thank you.
experience is just prepping you for this moment. So when it's finally announced, whatever that project may be, that's going to be so exciting and you're going to be excited and you're going to do an amazing job at
I appreciate the support so much. I'm going to need all of that support.
it. Sending all the good vibes your way.
Thank you.
Oh, I'll give you, before we finish up, I'll give you a quick recommendation. Have you, well, maybe you've already seen it. Have you seen Larry Crown?
Oh, no. Is that Tom Hanks?
Yes, he wrote it and he started it and he directed it. And it is just, it's a delight of a film. I feel like it was underrated. Julie Roberts is in it. It's such a good movie. Watch that.
I remember this movie, and I don't know how I haven't seen it because I've seen Everything that Tom Hanks and Julia Roberts, those are two of my favorites. So I've seen everything they've been in. How did I not see this movie where they were together?
Well, you've got to watch it. You'll just smile the whole time. It's such a great movie, but it is interesting because he put on all those hats at one point, like it just all at one time. So, yeah,
Wow.
amazing.
That's really, I mean, I bow to him for doing that, for writing and directing and starring in it. That is, it's a tremendous feat. So I promise you, I will definitely watch.
Yeah, I think you'll enjoy it. And you'll do such an amazing job when you finally get to put all those hats on at once. But that's awesome. So
Oh,
we'll
thank
finish
you.
up, of course. Oh my gosh, yes. We'll finish up with rapid fire questions if that's all right.
Yes, of course. Give it to
Okay.
me.
So first off, do you use Spotify?
I do, yeah.
Okay. Who are your top three artists right now?
Ooh, top three artists right now. Well, my dear friend Justin Timberlake, I don't know if you know, but he has a new album out, Everything I Thought It Was. And so I have been like jamming and singing and learning all the lyrics to every single song in his album because I'm going to, you know, his show. He comes to Los Angeles May 17th and 18th. So I'm going on the 18th. And so I'm learning all the new songs so that I can like sing them at the top of my lungs. I'm so excited for his next tour and I'm so proud of him. It's an incredible album. So that I'm also, well, also, you have to also understand that when I drive, I'm usually driving with my kids in the car. And so I am having to put on their music. So luckily, my oldest son, my 10-year-old, has incredible taste. So his playlist is, it is everything from Beethoven to Beastie Boys, to Justin, oh, Queen. He loves Queen, so to Ed Sheeran. So I sometimes just go down his whole playlist and just put it on and just go. But I mean, I would say the other song that is getting or the other artist that is getting so much play on my Spotify is Tyla, and Coco Jones. And yeah, and I think Coco Jones won for like best R&B album, a Grammy this year, and Tyla maybe won for best new artist, one of or vice versa, I don't know, but I'm loving their music right now.
Okay, yeah. So, some people for everyone listening, they can look those artists up and kind of add them to their playlist as well. So it's nice, kind of eclectic.
Yeah.
That's fun. Now, if you had to eat one food for an entire year and just that food only, which food would that be?
Sushi.
Okay, so are you like raw fish or are you the vegetable sushi?
Raw fish.
Okay, you're going all
Love
in.
it.
Wasabi and
Love
everything and soy
it.
sauce.
Love it. Not the wasabi, but I mean, sushi's my favorite meal, so
Oh, cool. That's so fun. I feel like it's
yeah.
super LA.
It is. We have sushi places and I have Sushi Row, which is like at all of the best sushi places in the city. I get access to just incredible sushi all the time, and I absolutely love it.
Wow, that's so fun. I'll tell you a super quick story. When I was little, I was at maybe like 10, I was at PF Chang's and they had wasabi. I thought it was guacamole. So I took a giant spoonful, put it in my mouth, and I think my head almost exploded, but I never
Oh
got mad again.
no, that's like torture.
Yeah, I had no idea what wasabi was. I was like, wow, guacamole at an Asian food
It
restaurant.
does
That's
look like
cool.
guacamole. Yeah. Oh, I'm so sorry that happened.
Thank you. Yeah, I kind of forget about that, but when I go to sushi places, I just make sure this was keep the wasabi far away. But anyway, and then finally, last question. If they were to reboot a series and you got to act in it, which series would that be?
Awkward.
That's about time for a reboot. There's been enough time.
I would love to come back to Awkward. I had so much fun on that show. The actors on that show are still some of my very best friends. They are, and Bill Murchoff has actually been doing a lot of stuff for Hallmark. He was a lead in Ride, the TV series. He just had a movie come out not that long ago. So he's been doing a lot of stuff for Hallmark, and Desi Lydic, who played Val in the show, is, her and Barrett Swadic are two of my very best friends in the whole world, and Jillian and Molly and Brett and Greer, just all of them. Ashley, who was the lead, who played my daughter. Some of the best years of my life were lived on that show, and so if we could get a reboot, I would love it to see, pick up 10 years from where we left off. And because it's not just high school that's awkward, it's the rest of your life. So what where are they at this point in their life, and what's awkward about it? So I would love to go back to awkward.
Yeah. Oh, I hope that happens. You never know. I mean, they reboot so many things anymore. And yeah, 10 years, that's the perfect amount of time. Where is everyone now? So, and you can direct finally.
Totally.
So maybe fingers crossed and the word can get out there and it'll happen. Oh
Thank you so much.
my gosh, of course. Well, thank you so much for talking with me today, Nikki. I really appreciate it.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you so much for your time, and thanks for all the love and support. It means the world. And thanks for talking to me about Curious Cater Full Plans. I hope everybody tunes in. April 26th, Hallmark Mystery.
Absolutely. I will put a little reminder in the bottom of the when I upload this of the date and time so everyone can reference it. But I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you so much. Yes, have a great weekend, and we'll talk soon.
Sounds good. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Don't forget to subscribe to this channel so you can be notified of all the new episodes. I truly appreciate your support. Thank you so much for listening to the Love and Lattes podcast. Have a great day.